With today's top stories, I am Leonard Vidbian. The Namibia Competition Commission is investigating the Namibia Broadcasting Corporation for potential violations related to market access restrictions and hindering technological development. NBC has been given a 30-day period to respond to allegations regarding its impact on other free-to-air broadcasters on the digital terrestrial television network. Here's the Commission's Dina Kovases.
And furthermore, impose an obligation on NBC to perform its common carrier powers. The policy guidelines further provides that NBC should provide multiplexing and signal distribution services on a fair, equitable, reasonable, non-preferential and non-discriminatory basis to any and all broadcasting licensees who request for such services.
Ben Nangombe, Executive Director in the Health Ministry, has urged the public to exercise caution following reports of monkeypox cases in South Africa. He reassured that no cases have been reported in Namibia as yet, but underscored global concern whenever such disease outbreaks occur.
If anybody that comes to Namibia or is within Namibia displays symptoms that are consistent with mpox, then we would subject samples to laboratory tests so that we can confirm bias. So the common symptoms for mpox are rashes, fever, sore throat, headache, muscle aches, back pains, low energy, and swollen lymph nodes.
To South Africa, where Eskom has begun load reduction in several provinces, including Limpopo, the Western and Eastern Cape, Gauteng, Mpumalanga, KwaZulu-Natal and Northwest, due to increased network overloading with the onset of winter. Spokesperson Daphne Mokwena underscored that load reduction differs from load shedding, as Eskom currently has sufficient generating capacity to meet national electricity demand.
Overloaded transformers as a result of electricity theft present a serious risk to human life. Transformer damaged by overloading can leave an area without power for up to 6 months. Hence, protecting Eskom asset is in the best interest of all South Africans.
UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk urged authorities to swiftly investigate reports of a mass grave discovered in the desert along the Libya-Tunisia border. In a speech to the United Nations, as Reuters reports, the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva condemned widespread violations against migrants and refugees in Libya and underscored that the families of the deceased deserve to know the truth. His office is actively following up on the reports. Rescue work continues at a children's hospital in Kiev that was struck by Russian missiles. Authorities believe there may still be people trapped under the rubble. Nationwide, the death toll has gone up to 37 people killed and 170 people wounded after Monday's missile attack in Ukraine. Megumi Lim reports for us from Kiev.
Search and rescue work at the Okhmatyt Children's Hospital in Kiev began in the late morning hours on Monday and continued into the night, and will continue today. This is Ukraine's largest children's hospital, known for treating cancer patients, and authorities believe there may still be people trapped under the rubble. Officials here say more than 100 children were evacuated from the medical center because power, oxygen, and water supplies were lost in the aftermath of the strike, and many sections of the hospital were also badly damaged. At least 2 people were killed and 16 people injured, including 7 children at this hospital. People are now trying to raise funds to repair the damages and to make sure these sick children can receive the care they need. Megumi Lim in Kyiv.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.